Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
And I will not send you back to your parents. And you tell Sarah that you and I are the best of friends.
And we are, aren't we?
Shut up. But if you even look at me funny, if you do one thing that I find weird, which is, you know, like your middle name, see, you're doing it right now. Can you just act like a human boy for 1 minute here? Look at me like a person. You can't do it for more than a few seconds. Look at me like a human boy. Don't mess around with me. You're going to be back on that plane.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Neighbors think I'm selling dope. Okay, the neighbors think I'm selling dope.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is William Koontz. I'm host of this show. This music is J. Cole. J. Cole is a hip-hop artist. From born in, I believe he was born on a military base in Germany. His dad was in the army. His mom was some white lady, and his dad left them, and then they moved to North Carolina, and he lived his life down there, and started making music, and went to New York. He's a success story, great success story. Now he's one of the biggest stars in hip hop. Song is a jam, by the way. This is on my running playlist. I'm training for the St. Pete Run Fest 10K. My big behind is going to do a 10K, 6.2 miles. I can't believe it. But yeah, that's going to happen. And this song is on my playlist, and it is a jam. I'm a big fan of J. Cole. I like his music quite a bit. And in this song, Neighbors, it's called. I believe it's from 2016. I always got J. Cole and Chance the Rapper mixed up for some reason. I don't know why. But So I thought, oh, J. Cole is one of the guys that kind of, like, did it from the internet, like Justin Bieber and stuff. And, I mean, I guess he did do it himself. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. But he signed to Jay-Z's imprint, I guess, some Roc Nation imprint. Chance the Rapper is just some independent, you know, do-it-yourself guy, which is even more awesome. But anywho, this song, Neighbors, is about a black man's struggle. You know, he's successful now, and he, you know, decided to get out of the hood, per se. I don't think he ever lived in the hood. Now, he lived in Fayetteville, North Carolina, which I'm sure has some maybe rougher parts, but I think he lived with his white mom in Fayetteville, so I don't think he lived in the hood, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. You don't have to experience things in order to create art. So it talks about this guy that's, you know, selling, you know, he's successful now, and he moves to the suburbs. Because you want to get the hell out of the hood, of course, because the hood stinks. Typically, it's high crime and there's drugs, and it's not a place you want to live in. Not even a place you really want to visit, for that matter. So he gets out, he buys a house, now he's successful, and he complains in the song about a grievance, which is kind of, you know, kind of makes you mad, because he talks about these neighbors that he has now, probably, you know, upper middle class or rich, you know, depending on where he's living. And I'm sure he's in a good neighborhood now. And he's complaining because the neighbors, they see this black dude and they go, oh, God. Jeez, this guy must be selling drugs in order to live in this neighborhood, for God's sakes. And you go, wait a minute. No, this guy is a successful hip-hop star. He can afford to live here. And he, you know, complains about that a little bit in the song. And then you get to the chorus, and it goes, yeah, the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Yeah, MF-er, I am. And then you go, well, what are you mad about? That's not how this works. You can't get mad now because they got the right guy. They were correct. What the hell? The song doesn't make sense now. You kind of blew it. You can't have a grievance. It kind of reminds me of what's going on in society now as a whole with the culture war that's going on. There's a lot of things where if you're critical of something, these people will scream out in pain as they strike you first and scream out why they do it and then claim that you injured them. It's really a quite the ordeal. But this isn't even a suspicion anymore on their part. I guess they don't know, you know, in the song that he is doing that, but he's saying, yes, I am doing it, but you can't be upset about it now. That's not how that works. It's not how any of this works. Is that commercial with the old lady with the Facebook thing? It doesn't work that way. You can't be upset about an objective fact now because they got the right guy. NWA did that too back in the day. They would talk about, being profiled because my skin's brown. And then the next song would be, I'm a maniac. They should have never let me out of jail because I'm crazy and I'm a killer. I understand it's art and it's subjective, but do you understand what the problem is here? No? Nobody? 813-693-2124 is the number here. You can leave a voicemail. Am I just completely off base here? Or say, hey, Bill, you're right, man. Absolutely right. Any of those will do. Facebook.com/HMB Radio. You can reach me there. Get some stickers. I'll send you some. The Homemade Broadcast at RadioSt.Pete.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Home_Made_Man. I know the underscores are a lot, but Homemade Man was taken. So, you know, what do you want me to do here? Could just change it to my name, I suppose. That would be even better. But all right, me. I don't need any advice from you right now. Visit HMBRadio.com. Make sure you download the podcast, you know, on your podcast app that you have. You can get on iTunes, on Stitcher, on RadioSt.Pete.com, on TampaBayPodcast.com. Make sure you follow Radio St. Pete on all their social at Radio STPETE. This week on the show, we're going to be talking a little bit of Buccaneers again because the Buccaneers just keep freaking winning, man. They keep doing it. It's amazing. And I can't believe what I'm watching. And tomorrow is the big game versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. The 0-1-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. It doesn't really have that same punch, you know, that you think a game with Pittsburgh would have. They're usually, I'm not saying they're a bad team. I think they are probably a pretty good team still. But they had that tie versus Cleveland. And then they lost to whoever it was they played. Oh, Kansas City. Kansas City Chiefs is an early favorite for me to get very far in the playoffs. AFC Championship game, I think, for the Chiefs, because they are on fire right now. Premature, of course. But remember, guess who picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to go to the Super Bowl a few weeks ago? Me. That's who. So visit HMBRadio.com and download the podcast and all that. I'm on a radio show at night, too. Wednesday nights on the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone. And then every weeknight at midnight, same station, 102.5 The Bone here locally, Tampa Bay. TheBoneOnline.com is their website. They have an app as well, so you can listen on demand, but it's called Stay Woke. That's with Anna Hummel and myself. And, you know, we chat a lot about, people always ask, what's your show about? If you listen to The Bone, it's a talk radio program. We kind of go over top news of the day, and we find stuff online that we talk about, culture war stuff. We delve more into that. We're also a little younger, you know, on that station. Anna and I are both in our early 30s, and most of those people on that station are, you know, late 40s, early 50s now, and we just have a different, you know, perspective. It may not be a smarter perspective, but it is from a different angle, so you can check that out. Midnights, Stay Woke, 102.5 The Bone. This podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. TruvySalonAndSpa.com. My number one pick of salons. That's right, I'm a salon connoisseur. And I say that Truvy Salon and Spa is the best, bar none. You can get a haircut, then while you're there, you can make an appointment to see the Botox lady. Chrissy Has some lady come in that is trained to shoot a poison into your face. It smooths it out nice and smooth there. So you won't be, I don't know, afraid of your face anymore and the wrinkles that are in it, because they'll be gone. So you don't have to worry about that. Then you can get a haircut and all the salon stuff. Truvy Salon and Spa, it's 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right in St. Pete. Just down 4th Street, easy to find. Make your appointment today. TruvySalonAndSpa.com and also HomemadePodcast.com. That's my media consulting, podcasting, audio creation company that I have. If you're an individual who just wants to learn how to podcast, I know how to do that. I can help you for a small fee. Or if you're a business that wants to create some sort of audio content and podcast for your business to reach new and existing clients, I could do that as well. I know how to do it. So give me a shout at homemadepodcast.com, 813-693-2124 is the number there, and I will be happy, very happy, to help you on your way, on your audio journey.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
Oh, my God, the Buccaneers are 2-0 right now. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, is lighting it up right now. I don't think anybody saw this coming. Everybody thought that first game versus New Orleans in New Orleans was a fluke. It wasn't a fluke because they went out there against the Eagles, and he threw again for 4 touchdown passes. First play from against the Eagles was a bomb to DeSean Jackson. DeSean Jackson, old DeSean, as I sometimes call him, is the leading receiver in NFL right now. His rejuvenated his career here. He's probably going to be a free agent next year. I don't think they'll bring him back. But holy moly, the Buccaneers are 2-0. Jameis has one more game to sit out, and Ryan Fitzpatrick will be starting Monday Night Football versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. And now it's coming into, are we going to play Jameis Winston? Can you sit Ryan Fitzpatrick now that he's, you know, been so hot? He's been the offensive player of the week for 2 weeks straight. And people are wondering, what do we do with Jameis Winston now that when he comes back from his suspension with the groping the Uber driver in Arizona 5 years ago or something that just came to light? And he's serving his suspension, 3 games, and what are they going to do with this guy now? And most people are saying, you know, Jameis is a scumbag. Keep riding Fitzpatrick. He has the hot hand. DeSean Jackson came out and said you can't sit him. He's playing too well. Can't sit the guy. But, you know, at the end of the day, Ryan Fitzpatrick, I saw a meme that went around, and it was the career of Ryan Fitzpatrick, and it's a cylindrical cycle that goes around, and it says get signed as a backup, starter gets hurt, gets forced into starting play action, lights it up, becomes the starter, gets paid, gets a big contract, sucks, and then gets released, and then it all starts over again. I think he's a very good backup quarterback, but I don't think has the caliber to be a starter in NFL. And I wonder if he's doing this with this offense right now, what Jameis could do with this offense. I think he's going to light it up more so, if not just as well, as what Ryan Fitzpatrick is doing, because Jameis Winston is a better quarterback. He's younger. He's got a stronger arm. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick's an older guy. He's a great backup, and he is doing exactly what he needs to do for this Tampa Bay Buccaneer football team right now. He's playing well. He's winning games. That's what you want out of a backup. Everybody thinks, you know, they're going to be 0-3 at the end of this thing. Well, no. I mean, I talked with Ian Beckles about this. You know, he's a professional football player. He's one of the, if you're playing in the NFL, right, what do teams carry? 3 quarterbacks a team? If you're on an NFL team, you're one of the top 100 players in your position in the world, not only in the United States, but in the world. So Ryan Fitzpatrick's a great quarterback. You know, he's no, but he's not Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston is the franchise. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers drafted him to be the franchise player of this team. And he's not going to sit. Ian was talking about this on his podcast. He's not going to sit behind Ryan Fitzpatrick and watch Ryan light it up. He's going to want to be either gone or playing. And I think that's what the Buccaneers are going to have to do. Now, if he comes back probably in week five, because they got that week four, it's going to be a short week with the Monday night game, he's probably going to be rusty. I'm sure he's working out. He's doing, I hope so, what he needs to be doing in order to stay sharp, working with, he can't be at any team activities or anything, but I'm sure he's still working hard and, you know, with somebody, getting them, keeping them kind of informed and in tune with what's going on in a team, even though he can't be in a building and whatever. He's probably going to struggle a little bit, and I think there's going to be immediate calls for him to be lifted. I think they play Chicago the week after, and they got a good defense. They got that Khalil Mack guy. He is very good. I drafted the Chicago Bears defense on my fantasy football team just because of Khalil Mack, and I'm glad I did, because the guy's freaking lighting it up, and he's making everybody better around him. But so that's going to be a tough test, you know, and everybody's still saying that this Ryan Fitzmagic, Fitzpatrick fella, is going to cool down eventually. There's no way he can keep up this pace. It's just not feasible. So what do you think? What should the Buccaneers do after Jameis Winston's suspension ends next week? Do you start him? Do you keep Fitzpatrick rolling? What do you do? Do you trade Winston and just wipe the slate clean and start over? You know, not many general managers, from my understanding, get the opportunity to draft more than one quarterback, because they will be looking for another job if they don't succeed with the guy that they pick. And, you know, the owners love Jameis Winston. They believe in Jameis Winston. He's got good stats. You know, he may not be, I think he's had some major indiscretions in his past. And, you know, some people don't like that either. I'm not a big fan of that myself, but, you know, what can he do? He was acquitted of the one thing at Florida State. The charges were not pressed. And, you know, with this one, this Uber driver is now suing him, for monetary damages, but no criminal charges have been pressed yet. You know, maybe that'll be something that pops up a little later. I don't know. But so what do you do with this guy? Are you in love with Fitzmagic now? Do you want him to be the starter? Are you worried about the cylindrical cycle of Ryan Fitzpatrick's career, that he's going to get paid and then suck? And I keep in mind, I think he's in his middle, you know, late 30s now. He's not going to be playing too much longer. Let me know what you think. 813-693-2124. You can leave a text or a voicemail over there. We'll get to it. I want to hear your opinion on this matter. Definitely.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
Earlier this week on Stay Woke, we talk a lot about, you know, what it's like to date. Anna has a boyfriend she's been with for a period of time now, but she dabbled in the online dating scene for a little while, and I'm pretty active in the Tinders and the Bumbles and the Hinge and all these things. So she lives vicariously through me. She's always asking, how's it going? Did you meet anybody? Blah, blah, blah. And I have many tales from these experiences. Give me a lot of material for my life. And it's tough. It's really hard, you know, dating this way. It's really easy to, you know, with the apps, human beings don't do well. I think it's scientifically proven with more than three choices at a time. So you have hundreds of ladies in your area that are eligible and looking to meet a dude, and vice versa, you know? So even if you meet somebody, I've had experiences where you meet somebody, you go out, you know, I'd usually do a coffee thing, and goes great. You know, the last few I went on, been 2 hours, you know, just hanging out, chatting with this person, getting to know them a little bit, and then you set up a second date, and then you don't hear from them again, you know, for whatever reason. I don't know, maybe it didn't go as well as I thought it would, but my theory is that they just meet somebody else on this app, you know, and then, oh, I'm going to try this more, and then it's this weird cycle, and, you know, it's just tough, you know, especially in your 30s, you know. Women tend to be single for a reason. Either they have some sort of baggage with, you know, ex-husband or kids, or, you know, or they're crazy. I mean, sorry, that's kind of true. And it's not, no disrespect to the single moms out there. I wouldn't ever date a single mom, but I don't have any kids. So it's not my lifestyle. If you have, if I had a kid and you had a kid, then we could take the kids to the park and hang out and drink a coffee and talk and stuff. But I'm just not in that world. I'm not in that lifestyle. But of all the times I'd been online dating, I've never been stood up. Well, that changed earlier this week because I got stood up. And Anna and I talked about it on Stay Woke, 102.5 The Bone, locally here in Tampa Bay, theboneonline.com. You can download the app, 102.5 The Bone, in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Download it, and you can listen on demand. So here we are.
But other interesting news happened today, William.
Yeah.
Concerning you.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. I got a string of text messages from you asking me when... You know that you have been stood up.
Yeah. I got stood up today.
Fully, completely?
Fully, entirely.
No text?
No.
Set it up.
Well, here's what happens. So now I kind of been seeing somebody for past, I don't know, just week. And it's going pretty good. But, you still got to keep your options open.
So this is someone you had met before?
No. This
oh,
was
okay.
Somebody that it was just from the app and we kind of chit-chatting. And
right.
Got to the point where like, oh, I should just meet her just to see, what.
I gotcha.
So I set up my usual coffee date and this was on the app and we came to an agreement to meet at 6 p.m. at a coffee shop of my choosing, which I chose and told her where it was.
Uh-huh. And she agreed.
She agreed to it. And I said, all right, fantastic. I'll see you. I'll see you then. And I went and checked the app a little later that night, and she's gone. The
thread is gone.
The thread's gone. Like, she either deleted me.
Oh, she deleted you.
She deleted the app, or something happened. And I was like, oh, what the? That's weird.
And you don't have her number, right?
I don't have her number.
Okay, so that was the only form of contact that you had with her.
Only form of contact I had. But I thought, I've had occasions where you accidentally delete somebody. Like, you push a button, and you go, oh, God, I just deleted that. Mm. So I figured, well, I got a 50-50 shot here. I don't know what to do. But
wait, so you see it's deleted before you leave for the coffee shop?
Yeah, I knew it was deleted the night before.
Oh, the night before.
Yeah,
I
see.
So this was set up last night.
I mean, it was literally, I set up the time and date, and she said, okay, good. And I said, all right, I'll see you then. This was probably half an hour later, the message was gone.
I see. Okay, and this was all today?
This was yesterday, and then today was the actual day when we said that we would meet
I
for the
see.
Coffee.
All right, gotcha.
So I didn't know if maybe it was an accidental deletion,
right,
so I
right.
figured I better show up, just
in case.
To see. I mean, we did have this arrangement, mm-hmm. So I showed up at a little early, 15 minutes early, got a coffee, sat down outside near the entrance so I could flag her down because I don't have a way of getting
and
a hold of
her. And you knew what she looked like.
I've seen
obviously.
Pictures.
Sure.
Now, that's hard to tell because they could always look different
of
than
course.
Their pictures.
Of course, that's happened to you a few times.
It
happened to us all. Yes.
Sure has. And but I figured I'd at least know enough to
right.
Wave
hey,
her down.
Hey, it's me.
Yeah,
okay,
hi,
gotcha.
Hello. And waited, and 6:10 came around, and then 6:15 came around, and I'm still sitting, and I texted you to ask how long I should wait before I just leave. So I wasn't heavily invested in this. I knew this was a possibility where perhaps she would not show up.
Right.
So I wasn't like totally
devastated,
bummed out.
Sure,
by it. I,
sure.
was kinda, I didn't even want to go to begin with, but I figured I should give it the old college try just to see what happens.
Sure, of course.
So
you're a stand-up guy. You say you're going to be somewhere and you go.
I'm there, yeah. So 6:30 rolled around and picked up my cup and threw it in the garbage and left. So I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming that was enough time.
Oh, yeah.
I got my answer.
That was 100%.
What would you have said as far as time? 15 minutes? I think a half an hour is more
well,
than enough.
It's rough because you didn't have any form of contact. So usually if you're running late, hey, I'm running a little late. I'll see you at 6:15. Hope that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, obviously you wouldn't be stood up. But the fact that you had no form of contact and you're just sitting there waiting, I would say a half an hour is probably an appropriate they're not coming.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
that's
I
what
would
I
say,
figured too.
Right. It, again, given that you have no other evidence, no other data coming in, no other messages, I would say about a half an hour.
I am a little curious as to what happened there, and I'll never know because she's gone. I have no way of asking, hey, what the hell?
Yeah, and I think at that point it doesn't matter because you're not going to like the answer anyways.
It doesn't matter, But I'm still just deeply curious.
Of course.
Why would you set it up, agree to it, and then just bail 20 minutes later
right.
on the whole thing? Mm-hmm. Or just say, hey, you know what? I changed my mind. Sorry. Or something.
Yeah.
Just give some sort of response.
That's so incredibly rude. And I'm almost glad that you didn't meet her, because that is, someone that is capable of doing that, that's setting up an arrangement, doesn't even have the courtesy to cancel, knowing that you will probably show up because that's what you agreed to, and then just not show up at all. To me, the biggest insult, I feel almost more than anything, I would say right before public humiliation, is just absolutely standing someone up, wasting somebody's time.
Yeah.
Wasting somebody's time. Again, me, I'm such a time oriented person. I'm all about quality time with people. I get very insulted, not offended, that's not the word, but I'm very insulted if I go out with you, like coffee, dinner, whatever, and you're playing on your phone and you're not paying attention to the conversation, or you'd rather be elsewhere clearly if you're on your phone. I get very offended by that, not offended, insulted by that, and I don't want to spend any more time with you, because you can play with your phone at home. Like, don't waste my time. Don't let me tell a story and you're not even listening. Why am I even freaking talking? You know what I mean? Don't waste people's time. It is the one resource that you cannot get back.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Also, be on time to places. Being on time is really important. And underrated.
Tell Deba that. No, I'm just
But if you say, you know, I always show up early. If you're not early, you're late is my motto. And I have a really good internal clock. So I just manage to be at places at the right time. I don't know how I do it, but I mean.
Yeah, and especially with dates, it's nice when it... For me, it's really nice when you get there on time and somebody's already there waiting for you. That is nice. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's nice if you can sometimes be that person and get there a little bit early and set up and make it a priority to meet somebody, because you're really going out on a limb.
Yeah, I'm just so curious as to what happened there. What could have... Maybe she's dead. Maybe she died.
I mean, I feel like that's best case scenario at this point.
That would probably... make me the happiest, but no, that's not true. I don't want her to die.
Yeah,
but
you don't want her to die, but I mean, so you were talking for a week. Like, that's a significant amount of time.
Yeah. You know, I kind of... And that's why I thought, you know, I at least owe it to meet this person. Like I said, I kind of been talking to somebody. It's been going pretty well, but it's just so new that, you know, I figure it wouldn't hurt to go and, you know, just... not put all my eggs in one basket and just to see what else is
Absolutely.
Going on out there.
If yeah, there's no harm in it.
She seemed nice enough, pretty girl, and I wanted to just, you know, try it out. I'm just so curious as to what could have gone wrong, because you can get so much information, you know, on the internet now with stuff. Did you know you can look up people's voter registrations online?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you can.
Wow.
If you know their first and last name, you can not only get their what their registered party is, but you can get their current address on there, home address.
Yikes.
So much info on there. And then, you know, I got my websites, my Twitter accounts. I make jokes sometimes. Maybe something popped up on Twitter she didn't like. I'm just curious.
Honestly, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Don't give her enough significance in your life to put in the energy to wonder. Like, she's trash. If anybody like sets up a date and then doesn't even have the courtesy to cancel and the other person shows up and wastes their time, that is like such a slap in the face. You're a horrible, horrible person.
Maybe she was you know, like, oh my God, I accidentally deleted him. I hope he doesn't think I'm standing him up. And then she's like trying to rush to get in a car to get to the coffee shop. She's like, oh man, I'm running late. And then tries to run a red light and then just gets T-boned and then is dead.
Well, like check the obituaries and we'll see if that happened.
There was an ambulance that drove by.
Oh, sweet Jesus. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I want to hear from people who have been stood up. If you've been, is this your first time being stood up, or has it happened before in the past?
I mean, unless I put it out of my brain and subconsciously buried it, mm-hmm. I think this is my first time.
I was stood up, kind of. I was stood up with like a standby. I'm on my way, but it was like an hour, and I was humiliated. It had never happened before. Should have knew it was on its way. You know, Tinder's a numbers. I was on Tinder. It was a numbers game, and I met a guy. Excuse me. It was right before I was leaving to go somewhere. So I just cut out a chunk of time. I said, listen, okay, I guess I can meet you right now, because we were talking for about roughly a week or so, maybe even longer. And I said, okay, I'll come meet you at, you know, at this bar. And he's like, all right, I'm on my way. And I said, all right, sweet. And I went there at that time, and I waited for an hour by myself at a bar. And I was sitting at the bar, And I just kept saying, are you on your way? Like, what's going on? He's like, he just kept saying, I'm almost there. And it had been like an hour. I'm 20 minutes away. And then I said to him, I think I called him and I just said, seriously, like, where are you in terms of time? Like, be honest with me. He's like, I haven't left yet. I'll be there in 20 minutes. I said, I'm sorry. Forget I'm done. It. Yeah. And I just walked out I left.
Do you ever feel like that's on purpose? Like, because my initial thought with this thing is maybe somebody's watching me sit at this table outside, you know, like knowing I'm there and just like
spying on you,
pointing and then laughing or something.
Be or like, what or even loser. Worse, like tries to get a glimpse of you before you see them and then be like, no, not interested or something like that.
Forget it.
Yeah. That's pretty horrible.
That's scary.
And I'm sorry that happened to you and that person is trash. And, you know, if she got hit by a car, wouldn't be so sad about it.
Yeah, so there you go. My humiliation, hopefully, is your entertainment. That's the only thing I can hope for, really, in this world. You ever had bad dates? You ever tried to do the online dating thing? You ever been stood up? Let me know about it. Share with me, as I to you, 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. I still got stickers. I got a bunch of them. The homemade broadcast at RadioSaintPete.com. If you send me your mailing address, I'll be sure to send a big old chunk of stickers out to you free of cost, all on me. And I want you to have them. I want you to be happy. All right. I think it's time to go now. I'm ready. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned because Frank Rivera's jazz show is coming to you next. Everybody loves that sweet jazz sound. That comes out of Frank Rivera's studio down there, and I believe he is in Dunedin, Florida. Local guy, and Indie Circuit coming up after that. If you're listening on podcast, well, that's fantastic. I appreciate you doing that. And tell a friend, would you? Give the podcast a 5-star rating wherever you get it, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever, and write a nice, hey, that was cool, man, or something. You know, it really helps us out. If you're a business that's interested in maybe advertising on this podcast, that would be awesome. Email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. Stay woke, Midnight's 102.5 The Bone. What else? That should do her. I'll talk to you all next week. You have a fantastic one. I love you. I hope you're doing well. Keep your head up. Okay. My name is Will Koontz. This has been the Homemade Broadcast. This has been HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Bye-bye.
Found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.